Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. My dear Christian friends, my daughters, Miriam and Lydia, have challenged me to run a half marathon with them this fall. Now, being 53 years old, I kind of despise running. But because they lovingly asked me, I'll run 13.1 miles with them. Now, I have my eyes fixed on September 28th in Wautoma to run this race. To be prepared for it, I am daily biking and walking, hiking, lifting weights, even doing some running. And I'm trying to eat right, which is really hard to do when you don't like vegetables. If you have a goal, you need to fix your eyes on that goal to accomplish that goal. So maybe that is a deadline in the workplace, or maybe it is a home improvement project in your house. For high school seniors, it might be trying to figure out what you're doing after high school, of going to college or to a career. I know our high school juniors have the ACT test this week. The writer to the Hebrews encourages us today to fix your eyes on Jesus. He writes, "Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author of our faith and the one who brings it to its goal." Why should you fix your eyes on Jesus? He is the author and perfecter of your faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Without him, there is nothing. With him, you have everything. We may not like to admit it, but we like to fix our eyes inwardly on ourselves. We would rather be energized by the workings of our own doing than be energized by the forgiveness of sins that is all the work of Jesus' doing. We flee from the theology of law and gospel, believing that we can overcome if we just try harder, do more, get better. We hunger for the approval of the world, and we ignore the approval of God's that is already ours through Jesus Christ. And with this kind of understanding, no wonder people don't go to church, because most then view the church as nothing more than a reformatory school, and a Lutheran grade school and high school like ours as nothing more than schools that promote ethical behavior. But how different when we fix our eyes truly on Jesus. Look away from yourself from a moment and really look at the one who is God in the flesh to furnish your salvation. As the author and perfecter of your faith from beginning to end, it's all about faith in him. As the object of your faith, the object of your salvation. But then he, along with the Holy Spirit, also give you the beginning of that faith, and they keep you in that faith into the end. The writer says, "In view of the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of God's throne." Even though the Palm Sunday crowds were certainly not quiet about him, there is a quiet strength and a silent majesty about Jesus. But he does not use this strength for himself like a tyrant. Instead, he uses this strength for us, for the citizens of his kingdom. He enters Jerusalem knowing the kind of death that he is going to die later that week. He knows that he is going to be betrayed, tried, and crucified. But the one who is killed is the one who has the real strength. This sounds ridiculous, but Jesus found joy in enduring the cross. It certainly wasn't fun for him to have his back torn apart by the scourge. It certainly wasn't enjoyable for him to have his hands and feet pierced with nails. It certainly wasn't pleasant for him to be mocked by the mob or forsaken by his father. Still, as we sang in Lord Have Mercy Day, Jesus fixed his eyes on the cross. He found his joy in accomplishing his Father's will from eternity, found his joy in keeping the promise his father had made in the garden, that being the second Adam to overcome everything the first Adam had done. Joy in being that Savior who would crush the serpent's head under his heel. Joy in bringing us to his Father's side. Joy in setting aside his glory and leaving his heavenly throne so that he could then hand his glory over to his Father by laying down his life on the altar of the cross. And then taking that glory back up again when he took his place again at his Father's right side. With your eyes fixed on Jesus, you can see that there are other people that are kneeling at the foot of the cross with you. Men, women, children, these are people, sinners, just like you. These are the great cloud of witnesses that the holy writer mentions. They are running this race of life with you. When you fall, they pick you up. When they fall, you help pick them up. And running alongside of you, stride for stride, is Jesus Christ. He is by your side to speak words of encouragement, to help you to your ultimate goal. The object of our faith is Jesus, the person, the works, and the words of our Savior. He is the babe born in Bethlehem, the child raised in Egypt and then in Nazareth, and he is the Messiah that even his critics had to admit that he was a miracle worker. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, was crucified by his Roman governor. He slept in the borrowed tomb. And then 3 days later, as the eternal heir to Hebrews' great King David, he took his greater throne by becoming alive once again. Brothers and sisters, always focus on Jesus. But today begins Holy Week, where you have a special encouragement and emphasis to focus on Jesus and what he's doing this week for you. To fix your eyes on the sacrament that he gives you on Holy Thursday. Fix your eyes on him crucifying and being crucified and giving his life for you on Good Friday. His Sabbath rest in the Easter vigil and then gloriously rising from the dead on Easter Sunday. You cannot find God out there. You cannot find God in here in yourself. You find God where he reveals himself to you. In his word and sacraments, you find God through his son, Jesus Christ. And this is the Savior the Holy Writer encourages us to fix our eyes upon. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's get rid of every burden and the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with patient endurance the race that is laid out for us. But let's be honest. Many of us are out of shape because exercising daily and eating healthily is just too difficult for us. We don't finish our projects in our home or at work because we become distracted. We don't finish our homework because we're lazy. We don't fix our eyes on the goal and then we don't end up accomplishing that goal. And it's the same thing with fixing our eyes on Jesus. There's a lot of other stuff out there to look at. There's a lot of other gods out there to worship. Other things to do besides go to church and attend Bible study and read God's word in our home. We become distracted. We carry our baggage with us wherever we go, that baggage of our past sins and our future worries. We are weighed down with the burdens of guilt, greed, and pride. So that they wouldn't be tripped up by their clothing, the ancient Greeks ran their marathon races naked. Now, I'm certainly not encouraging you to do anything without clothes on, but the lesson is clear. All the concerns, the doubts, the worries, the fears, all the sins that weigh us down, distract us, they can trip us up. For example, we can allow the busyness of these holidays to distract us from the focus of these holy days during Holy Week. Life is not a 100-yard dash. Life is like an arduous marathon. But we often don't have the patience. We don't have the endurance, and so we look away. We look at something else. We look for something easier, less strenuous, less arduous, less painful than carrying our crosses for Him who carried our cross for us. Personally, I'm confident that I'm going to be ready for this half marathon. It's on my calendar. It's in my mind. I fix my eyes on it. But more importantly, I know my girls are there encouraging me, cajoling me, and motivating me to get her done. When we are faltering, failing, and falling in our marathon of faith, the Holy Writer gives us this encouragement. Carefully consider Him who endured such hostility against Himself from sinful people, so that you do not grow weary and lose heart. The Holy Writer encourages you with this illustration of running, to run with perseverance and endurance and not give up until you reach the finish line of heaven. Holy Week will not end the way that it begins for Jesus. He enters Jerusalem on Sunday with a crowd shouting, Hosanna! But He ends the week on Friday with a mob shouting, Crucify Him! Jesus persevered in the face of opposition, even though it led to His suffering and death. His faithful bearing of insults and injustice is the cause of our salvation. It is also an example of encouragement for us to persevere as we follow in His footsteps. The cross was no joy for Jesus. He is not teaching us to seek pain, nor is He urging us to learn to enjoy it. He's teaching us to expect pain when we follow Him. Expect suffering while we are carrying our cross in His name. Be brave and endure instead of forsaking your faith. We run our race in life as we fulfill our vocation as spouse, parent, and child. As we fulfill our vocation in our home and in our workplace. We fulfill our vocation of worshiping in our church. And in all these things, I pray we are keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. He picks you up when you fall. He carries you when you falter. He gives you His victory when you fail. For the joy set before Him, Jesus entered Jerusalem. For the joy set before Him, Jesus left His heavenly throne to be laid upon the Roman cross. For the joy set before Him, Jesus reconciled and reunited us hell-bound sinners with His heavenly Father. Going to the cross was always all about us. So fix your eyes on Jesus because He always had His eyes fixed on you. Amen. Please rise. We join with the crowds on that Palm Sunday. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our Father David. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.